USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The January 6th committee is finishing its probe into the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who is a member of the committee as well as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says they are considering many factors before issuing any recommendations for prosecution.
If we do make referrals, we want to be very careful about how we do them. But I think we're all certainly in agreement that there is evidence of criminality here, and we want to make sure that the Justice Department is aware of that.
The panel is expected to release their final report around December 21st. The surprise swap announced by Senator Kyrsten Sinema this week took her now former party off guard and left many frustrated. Some Democrats, however, are refraining from criticizing the Arizonan on her defection, including Montana Democrat Senator John Tester. When asked for reaction on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday morning, Tester simply said, "No one is perfect."
I think we're going to continue doing the same thing that we were doing, whether she's an independent or part of the Democratic caucus, because she's going to continue to caucus with the Democrats.
Sinema has pledged to caucus with the Democrats and not the Republicans, keeping the majority in place. There are two other independents, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine. Identical twins have won a defamation suit in South Carolina.
Identical twins Kayla and Kelly Bingham have won a defamation case against the Medical University of South Carolina. Now the school must pay them $1.5 million after they were accused of cheating on an 8-hour exam. Test proctors noticed that the twins' performance was remarkably similar, raising alarm bells among university officials. During the 4-day trial last month, an expert on twins testified that there are numerous studies showing that identical twins often perform similarly on a range of cognitive tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
Vladimir Putin continuing his assault on Ukrainian civilians and infrastructure. Rather than focusing on military targets and standard warfare, Russia is now conducting dozens of missile strikes meant to decimate Ukrainians' access to basic needs like power, heat, and water. John Kirby of the National Security Council appeared on ABC's This Week Sunday morning, where he was asked how long he thinks Putin will continue to barrage on civilians. Here's how Kirby responded.
It's difficult to know exactly what he's thinking on any given day, and it's a fool's errand to try to get inside that brain. What we do is we judge him by his actions.
Brittany Griner is back in the U.S., but debate continues over the deal that got her here. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who also leads the House Intelligence Committee, said during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation that President Putin made a calculated political decision. Griner was swapped for convicted arms dealer Victor Boot, who was due to be released from prison in 2029. The Biden administration was unable to get any other Americans detained in Russia, like contractor Paul Whelan, to be part of that package.
He can just roil the American body politic by picking one to send back to the United States and leaving others in custody in Russia. He knows just what that will stir in the United States of America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, "Oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save."
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.